This fisherman in question, who is a member of IMRL, the Irish Islands group that I represent, has contacted me in the last hour, and he's in quite a state, to be quite honest, Catherine, because at the moment there are four of these super tone in fishing in the same area that he has his gear set, his crab, he's fishing for crab, brown crab, northwest Tory, and at the moment they're pulling through his gear, and he's facing, you know, he's facing a wipeout. They're not responding to his phone calls. He's been trying since 5 a.m. this morning to raise these guys. For one reason or another, they're not responding to his efforts. Guy is actually frantic because he's facing financial wipeout, Catherine, this morning.
Now, you're not disputing the legality of them being there, but this for you and your organisation is a game changer, effectively.
Absolutely. You know what? I mean, if they have quoted, if they are quoted to be there, there's nothing we can do about that. That was negotiated out with the terms of, you know, I mean, that's neither here nor there for us. I mean, I'm not disputing that they're there or they're not there. This is a bigger issue. This is, you know, I can't say they're not allowed to be there. Legally, they are there, and but they're not being monitored. But this is, I mean, this has gone to a different stage completely, Catherine, when they're actually, you know, we can almost accept them coming and taking the fish, but when they're coming in and destroying our livelihood, this has to be stopped at the highest level.